Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Polls show most Americans want President Biden to stop Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Russia claims Western sanctions will cause a global collapse. Rent prices in the USA smash all records. Motorists rank the worst places for gasoline prices. Also ahead, very quietly, our entertainment culture is collapsing. But first, a survey from Reuters says 8 in 10 voters want Joe Biden to defend Ukraine. 74% back the creation of a no-fly zone. 81% want more economic sanctions against Russia. Another poll from Newsweek finds 58% believe Biden's policies enabled Putin's invasion. 42% blame Donald Trump. Most adults, including Democrats, want to expand domestic energy production. The Kremlin warning that Western sanctions could spark a global collapse. Foreign Minister Lavrov saying the deployment of military weapons to Kyiv will bring about catastrophic developments for Europe. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken giving a green light to NATO countries sending fighter jets into Ukraine. Vice President Harris arrives in Poland tomorrow. High rents smashing records all over the USA. Prices jumping 20% in many places. A one-bedroom in Chicago will set you back $2,500. That figure rises to $3,000 a month in New York City and $4,200 in San Francisco. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez blames the rent spike on, quote, politicians favoring police and jails over housing and schools. She really said that. The Automobile Association of America pinpoints 10 states with the highest gasoline prices. Here they are: Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, Alaska, Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, Hawaii. Number one, California. The average price for a gallon in the Golden State, $5.34 and rising every single day. Lowest prices bottom out at $3.60 in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Experts predict the national average will hit $5.50 a gallon by summer. In a moment, maybe you can save up for gasoline by not going to the movies. A culture collapse? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Very quietly, the entertainment industry in the USA has collapsed. First, the facts. In 2001, primetime television viewing, 32 million Americans a night. 32 million in 2001. In 2021, 20 million, down 40%. Late night television, viewership 2001, 12.5 million. Viewership 2021, 4 million, down 70%, an incredible drop even if the hosts are generally lame, and they are. How about movies? Domestic box office, 2001, $4 billion. 2019, before COVID, $3.3 billion, down 17%, despite ticket prices almost doubling. How about the Academy Awards show that's coming up? Viewership in 2001, 43 million. Wow. Viewership in 2021, 10 million, down 75%. Oscar winners last year, Best Picture, Nomadland. Did you see it? I didn't see it. Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins. Best Actress, Frances McDormand. Best Picture nominees this year: Nightmare Alley, Don't Look Up, Dune, Drive My Car, Belfast, Licorice Pizza, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, King Richard, Coda. All of those movies earned less than $1 million during their opening weekends. Nobody went to see them. I tried to watch that Nightmare Alley on HBO. I could not get through it. Now, we are living in a country that exports entertainment to the world. And that has been going on since the 1930s. It's a huge part of the American landscape. And it is collapsing. So what's going on? Well, it's mostly due to the woke culture in Hollywood. Here's an example. Dana Walden, chair of entertainment at Walt Disney Studios, says ABC passed on, quote, incredibly well-written scripts because they were written by white men. Disney doesn't want to do business with white men. That, of course, is racist. Now, I want diversity, but I want the most talented people under the banner of diversity. And if they're Caucasian, hire them. And then you have the culture out in Hollywood where if you are a traditional conservative actor, writer, whatever it may be, a lot of times they won't hire you. This has all led to the decline in American entertainment. People are just on their phones, on their computers, whatever. They're not paying attention to Hollywood anymore. And you know what? Hollywood deserves it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where I am on TV each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 105 years ago today, starving peasants staged a workers' strike across Russia. The group was soon joined by farmers, police officers, then members of the military. 1 week later, the Tsar and his family abandoned the throne after ruling the country for 300 years. The communist revolution had begun. Here's how Russia went from the Romanovs to Karl Marx. In the early 1900s, Russia was one of the most impoverished countries in Europe. The outbreak of World War I obliterated its economy. War casualties were greater in Russia than those sustained by any nation in any previous conflict. It was a bloodbath. By 1917 and the end of World War I, the people had lost faith in the leadership of Tsar Nicholas. On March 8th, thousands of protesters stormed the streets of the capital city, Petrograd, now called St. Petersburg. Within 2 days, similar demonstrations erupted all over Russia. The protesters demanded an end to the monarchy. Instead, they preferred to be ruled by local councils known as Soviets. On March 12th, the revolution triumphed, when regiment after regiment of Army defected to the cause. The government was forced to resign on March 15th. The Tsar abdicated his throne and abolished the position. After years in exile, Vladimir Lenin, leader of the Bolshevik Party, that's the communists, left Switzerland, crossed enemy lines in Germany, and returned to Russia. The events led to a civil war between different factions. By 1923, Lenin and his communists seized control. They would hold power over Russia until the Soviet Union's collapse in 1991. And here's something else you might not know. The Russian Revolution and its ideology brought about the greatest humanitarian disasters in history. For the next century, communism would cause the deaths of approximately 100 million human beings. That includes 20 million Russians, at least 50 million Chinese, another 30 million in places like Vietnam, North Korea, and Cuba. The leading cause of death under communist rule, starvation. And remember, Putin came out of the communist system. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.